Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Chaf Beis, Tamura 22. On today's Daf Yomi, we are continuing with the fourth chapter of Maseches Tamura, which is the chapter of Vuad Chatas. And today's Daf Yomi, we're continuing with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of our chapter, which began on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis and discusses the five Chatos that are Dino Amisa, the five sin offerings, the Chatos that we do not bring, and we just allow them to die. And these are, to review, these are the Vlad Chatos, the offspring of a Karban Chatos, a Tamuras Chatos, an animal that was exchanged with a Chatos, and the third is a Chatos whose owner died, Chatos Shemesu Bawa. The fourth is a Chatos Shekipu Ba'alah Ba'acharis, who the owner became atoned with it via another animal already, and so he doesn't need this animal. And the fifth one is Chatas She'avresh Nasa. A fifth one is Chatas that became older than a year, and so therefore it has to be brought within the first year. So on today's Daf Yomi, we continue with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in all these cases, with these five chatos, lo nenin vo molin, meaning to say that a person is not allowed to benefit from this animal. It's prohibited rabbinically. Rashi says, midrabanan, it is prohibited rabbinically to derive any benefit from the animal. However, the last, lo molin ba, a person is not considered to have trespassed. Me'ila is a prohibition that, generally speaking, a person who benefits from hektish, from sacred property, with something that is the value of a pruta, if you do it accidentally, you have to pay to the temple the principal that you benefited, plus chomesh, an extra one-fifth. In addition to that, you need to bring a karban asham to atone for your trespassing. This is based upon the verse in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 15, chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, where it states, Nefesh kisim ol ma'al v'chata b'shkaga mikodshei Hashem, ve'vias Hashemu Hashem ayal tamim minatzon. So a person has to bring, based upon those psukim, a person has to bring a karban Hashem, and then the pasuk says that the person has to bring the money, v'eschamishi sol yosef olav. So this law is only if a person trespasses accidentally. However, if a person trespasses on the temple property intentionally, then such a person is not bringing a karban, and under those circumstances, according to Rebbe, the person who does that is going to be liable for death from heaven. According to the sages, he gets lashes. So in this context, the Mishnah says velo moalin, that a person is not going to be considered to have trespassed, which means to say that if he does this accidentally, he's not obligated to bring a karban, because since the animal itself, Rashi says, that if he benefits from this animal, he's exempt from having to bring this karban asham, and the reason is the kibun de lo hi v'lo damel craven azla kedusha asa, that since the animal itself and also not any value, no money from this animal is brought, therefore we say that that its holiness has departed. And so Rashi here seems to be arguing, is not completely clear, but Rashi says Azla Kedushasa, and when he says Lonen, and he says it's rabbinically, so Rashi seems to be saying that you are not trespassing Midi Oraisa, biblically speaking. And Rashi in Mi'ila, where he discusses this, says the person has not trespassed biblically, but they have trespassed rabbinically, and therefore he just has to pay to the temple the principal itself. However, Tosafos writes that when it says Ein Molin, that means completely, and that means even rabbinically, and so that is the idea, that according to Tosafos, even rabbinically, the person, you are not in violation of Me'ila. Now, with respect to the idea of Rashi, has introduced us to the idea that we say that the holiness has disappeared. The holiness has disappeared. And indeed, that so too the Shita Mikubetzis adds that since it is going to die, the Kedusha has flown away. And so therefore, we can't apply the verse where the verse states, V'nefesh kisim om ma'al v'chata b'shkaga mikodshei Hashem, because this is no longer going to be considered kodshei Hashem. It's no longer the holiness of Hashem. And so therefore, we say the holiness has flown away, so to speak, because the animal has no more purpose for the temple. So therefore, the holiness has disappeared. And this Mishnah the Tiferes Yisrael writes that since not it or its money are able to be brought, there is no great holiness on it anymore. And so therefore, the holiness has disappeared. This concept of the animal, the chatos, shemesos, the five chatos that die, even though today we obviously we don't have a chatos anymore, so we might say, well, what's the relevance? So the Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this in Orachayim Chelakav, Simen Nun Av, and he when he's discussing the situation that was brought to him was whether or not a community could use the women's section and turn that into a mikvah. They needed to build a mikvah, and there was no space to do it. And the question was whether they could use the women's section, which there were some undeveloped parts there, and whether they could use that for the mikvah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein cites our Gemara, and he says that we see from here that once the holiness has left the place, you can use the holy place for something else. And he says, since this synagogue, this part of the synagogue, the entire community agreed was not capable of was not going to be used anymore for the women's section. Therefore, everybody was in agreement that it was not it, or the value of it was not going to be used for anything. And so therefore, we can determine that the holiness has left it. So therefore, under those circumstances, since the whole community agreed, he said it was permitted to use that, which normally speaking we wouldn't use a synagogue for, and therefore under these purposes, it was capable of being used for a mikvah.